Oh, you get liver spots like...
Well, I started at the door.
Like these things I've got, those are liver spots. And that's not a thing to worry about old age.
Yeah. Well, you mentioned pimple. Is that the same thing as what some people call a boil?
Well, a boil is an aggravated pimple. A boil is worse than an ordinary pimple. A pimple is small, but a boil's got a whole lot of pus and stuff in it, and you've got to take a needle and mash it out, or you could even go to a doctor. I'd hate to have to spend $15 to $20 to go to a doctor nowadays for a boil. That's about.
It's Brenda. She was
75.
She don't own nothing there, you know.
Is she gonna have anything else?
Yeah, she don't have anything else.
She owed me and she owed me $5
Well,
that day.
Well, she will. We'll just put that on with
you. What's that?
Just put it on there with it.
Yeah, put that $5 on there.
Yeah.
What about, say if somebody got accidentally shot or stabbed in the leg, you'd say you'd take it to the doctor so the doctor could treat the
injury?
Or any other way of describing the place where it took the leg? Have you ever heard anybody refer to, say, if the wound didn't heal cleanly, it might form a lot of this white, flaky flesh around it? Have you ever heard that described as any kind of flesh in particular?
Well, proud flesh.
Proud flesh.
Proud flesh is kind of rotten flesh. Proud flesh is a problem here. That's something you don't want to have if you can keep on. That's a little phone. I get on that phone and they read the truth. I let my secretary answer.
Well, what about, say if I got a cut on my finger, something that I might, some liquid I might get from the medicine cabinet to put on it to prevent infection.
Yeah.
What would you call that?
Iodine.
Or
mercurochrome or iodine.
What about this this white bitter tasting powder that you used to take for malaria?
I never could take any of it, thank goodness, but I don't know.
Quinine?
Quinine is pretty bitter. I tell you what, I've taken some white powder recently. It's a whole lot worse than quinine.
What about
the
different expressions for, say, someone who died, instead of saying died, some other way of expressing it?
Passed away. That is you. It depends on who you're talking to. If you're talking to the family, it's a little bit abrupt to say, well, he's dead or he died or something. You say, well, we're certainly sorry he passed away. That's a little bit softer.
Uh-huh.
And you can say he died. Some of them just say he, and don't say, these niggas will say he passed. Well, I'd say passed away. That's more correct, I would think. Some of the niggas will say he demised or he deceased. Or
what about some of the cruder terms that you've heard, like that old skin flint filet?
Kick the bucket.
Kick the bucket.
The old skin. The old rascal went to hell or died and went to hell. Kick the bucket is probably one of the more common terms.
Pick up these plastic CDs on sale all the time.
Yeah.
What about this expression? Say, talking about somebody who died.